Blog Talk Radio.
Be unmuted.
Yes, sir. We ready?
All right. Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good day to all of our worldwide radio audience. We're so glad to be back on the air tonight. We've missed you in the past week, but we've had some other priorities. The minister, your host, Brother Leroy Williams, Jr., Minister of the Partition Church of Christ, has had a lot of personal concerns and time away, but we're back. And we're glad that we have those who are still interested in the welfare of their soul, the salvation of their soul, and who have a desire to want to please God and to be saved for eternal life. This, is the worldwide broadcast, radio broadcast, of the gospel of Jesus Christ by the Church of Christ in the United States of America. The Church of Christ is the only church that you can read about in your Bible. In your Bible, printed in your language, in Romans chapter 16 and verse 16, the Church of Christ is the only church named in the Bible. It's the only church that the apostles preached about. The only church that the apostles were members of. It's the only church that the New Testament writers taught and were members of. There is no other church name or doctrine mentioned in the Bible, but the New Testament doctrine of Jesus Christ, New Testament church of Jesus Christ, New Testament household of Jesus Christ, New Testament body of Jesus Christ, New Testament kingdom of Jesus Christ, New Testament grace of and from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is my everything as regarding my spiritual salvation in God. Ephesians chapter 1, 22 and 23. And God has put all things under his feet and made him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. The fullness of him that filleth all in all is God. Jesus Christ is God in fact, in proof, in purpose, in being. He is the one true God that created heaven and earth. Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 14 and continuing to verse 17. Christ, by him, was all things created that were created, and all things made that were made in heaven and in earth. Why? Because he is the eternal God, the Almighty, who from the beginning has existed. God never was, God is. I am, St. John rather St. John chapter 14 and 6, St. John chapter 8 and verse 58. I am means God exists. There's nothing before, and there will be nothing after God. God is, and God ever was. God created in the beginning. That was Christ Jesus, the Word. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. By faith, we know that the worlds were created. They were framed. They were established. They were built by the Word of God. Read your Bibles, ladies and gentlemen. Understand who we are talking about. We're talking about God, the Creator, God, our Savior, God, who is our only hope, hope of eternal life. Jesus Christ epitomizes who God is. He is God revealed in flesh for our understanding, for our education, for our reasoning and our faith. Jesus Christ is God incarnate, or he was the incarnate God, that is, God revealed in human flesh. He is the eternal God who exists from everlasting to everlasting, who exists before the beginning of time. See, God is time. He is the summation of time because he is eternal and eternity. Man is a creature of time and space in his flesh. But man will join God in the spiritual existence in the day of judgment, when God will judge the evil men, the evil spirits of man who have not accepted and obeyed his gospel. That's the gospel of Christ, Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. It is the power of God to save all who believe, beginning with the nation of the Jews and going throughout the world to all the other non-Jew nations. See, the Jews who are the Orthodox Jews who have not converted, they have not repented of their Judaism and accepted Jesus Christ and his salvation, are still in their sin. They have no hope of eternal life. They don't even talk about eternal life. They talk about a material kingdom of God's grace and mercy in the flesh, in the physical, on the planet Earth. And it's for Jews only. That kingdom is not for the souls of every man in the world. It is only for the Jews. God does not have a kingdom today that is only a spiritual involvement with the people, the physical nation of Jews of Israel. God is the God of the new Jerusalem, the spiritual Israel, which is the spiritual souls of men who have been saved in the New Testament grace of God. Not the Old Testament. New. Why do you think we have a New Testament Bible if all of the things that we are looking for and are hoping in is found in the Old Testament, and that's valid? Why would God establish a New Testament, a new covenant? Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. God revealed his purpose. He said, the new has come, and it's time for the old to vanish away. That which is old is old, is out of date, is not in power. It does not matter anymore. What matters is what is new. You see, when a man is living, he may decide, he may declare this or that or the other. But when a man dies, his will, which is established by law, becomes the law of his inheritance for all of his offspring, all of his children. Not one, not two, but all of them. Everybody who is an heir of that man must live according to the law of his will and testament, his covenant. It takes over. The man might have told his youngest son that he was going to give him the four-door dually pickup. But if it's not written in the testament of his will, the youngest may never receive as inheritance the dually pickup. It just won't happen. It has to be written in the will. In the will of Christ, only the obedience to the gospel of Christ, which allows one to be born into the spiritual family of Christ, which is called and named the Church of Christ, are saved. That's it. No one, no other souls can be saved outside of the body, the Church of Christ. That's God's will. Salvation in no other but the name of Jesus Christ, the authority of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ set up his last will and testament. He died on the cross of Calvary to bring his testament into force. See, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9 that a man's will is not in force until after he dies. Christ has died. When he died, his will, the man died, not Christ the God. God is not subject to physical death. The man, Jesus Christ, which was revealed for our knowledge, faith, understanding, education, and experience, he became the supreme human sacrifice that satisfied the spiritual requirement of God in order to forgive the sins, the spiritual sins of man. That's why he came into the world, and that's why he died. And the man, Jesus Christ, is saved for eternity. He's saved. His soul is saved. He has eternal life today. It's time for you and I, ladies and gentlemen, to save our soul for eternal life by obeying the commandment, the testament will of Jesus Christ. That's the new testament, the new covenant. That's what we are to do today. If you have not been born again into the spiritual Church of Christ, if you have not been baptized for the removal of your sin in spiritual Church of Christ, if you have not been added to the spiritual body, which is the Church, Colossians 1 and 18, of Christ, you are not saved today, spiritually. Listen to me good, ladies and gentlemen. God's word is the only thing that provides and can give you the hope of eternal life through faith. Unless you believe what God has written, you cannot obey the truth, because God's word is truth. John 17:17. You have not obeyed the truth, and you are not and cannot be saved. Except you repent in your mind and accept what is written and obey the word of it, ladies and gentlemen. It's as simple as that. I'm bringing you the good news of the grace of salvation. This is good news. It's good for you to know the truth. I teach you and tell you the truth. The word of God is the truth. The word of God is the only thing that will be the standard by which God judges whether a soul is going to be received for eternal life in the final day of reckoning of the souls of men. We call it that day of judgment. Judgment is punishment. It's punishment for the unbeliever, the sinner, the disobedient. Huh? See, some of us, we obeyed the gospel, but now we are living in disobedience to that same gospel. You cannot be saved eternal life in your disobedience. As a matter of fact, your disobedience has caused you to forfeit your sanctification and your salvation in Christ. You are not even in the spiritual kingdom of God, which is saved forever. The church of Christ is saved. It is the body of Christ. It's saved. Huh? If you're not living according to the doctrine of Christ, you are not in the spiritual church of Christ today. You must repent and live faithful to God and die in faith in order to be counted faithful and saved in the final day of reckoning for the souls of men. See, too many folks who have obeyed the gospel in years gone by and are not living faithful to God today are mistaken in assuming that because they were baptized to faith in the gospel, they are automatically saved today, whether they are being faithful to the gospel or not. That's a lying doctrine of Satan. And Satan has put that in the minds of many so-called Christian members of the Church of Christ. I said so-called. They are not members of the spiritual Church of Christ, the spiritual body of Christ. They have lost their status because of unfaithfulness and disobedience that is unrepented of. Choir, that we repent of all unrighteousness if we expect to be saved. God says there is no excuse in the Old Testament days. God had a system of grace that allowed him to overlook sin for a year at a time. That's why the Old Testament faithful had to offer a atonement sacrifice once a year, every year, until they died. Because God would overlook their sins and trespasses from the prior years at that atonement sacrifice. That day of atonement came. That day of atonement came in the month of April. That was the month that Jesus died on the cross. That was a Sunday morning. It was a seventh Sabbath and one day. It was a 50th day. It was a day of atonement that the Jews offered sacrifice once a year. turns out that that day was around April the 8th, between April the 8th and April the 10th. That was the same day every year, that Sunday, that the Jews went and offered sacrifice for a whole year. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Read your Bible. Study your Bible history. It's recorded in the book of Leviticus, in the book of Deuteronomy. So we need to understand that God's will today is not about the sacrifice of innocent animals who have no sin, the shedding of the blood of calves and sheep, turtle dove, and goat or kid, the sheep or lambs, the bullocks or cows, yearlings. The animals of sacrifice were first year. They were yearlings who were perfect specimens of perfect physical specimens. No scratches, no sores, no wounds, no matted and nasty body covering, fur or coats, or whatever you want to call it. They wasn't marked up. They wasn't blind in one eye. They weren't limp or resulting or healing from broken legs. They did not have feet, hooves, as such, that were first-year specimens of the animal being. And because animals don't have sin, God used that as the perfect blood that he accepted from the Old Testament until the death of Christ. And it was only good for a year. You live to be 929 years old, like Adam. In year 929, you would have to offer a sacrifice for all of your sins that you committed from year 1 to year 929. And God would forgive you of all of them for another year. And if you live to be 930, you would be offering sacrifice for all of your sins that you committed between year 1 and year 930. And God will forgive you for all of those sins for another year. That was the old law of grace. We have a new law of grace. Christ died once all who would be sanctified in Christ. All who would be the saved children of God. He died once. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26 through 29. Go read your Bible. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Obey it. Don't be mistaken. Don't be fooled. Don't be bamboozled. Don't be hoodwinked by the evil doctrines, teachings, and commandments of Satan and his ministers. Hear the truth. The word of God is truth. St. John chapter 17 and verse number 17. In Revelation chapter 20, verse number 10 through 15. And the final day of reckoning, all souls will be condemned or saved by their obedience to what is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that is the gospel of our salvation, which is the New Testament Word of God. That's the standard. That's the word. That's the law. That's the commandment that we're going to be judged, approved, or disapproved by. Whatsoever is not written in the Bible is not the word of God. Whosoever is not written in the word of God is not the saved of the Lord. All such, the Baptist Church, the Catholic Church, the Methodist Church, the Lutheran Church, the Episcopalian Church, the Pentecostal Church, the Apostolic Church, the Church Without Walls, the Church, Potter's House Church, the Lakewood Church, the Church of God in Christ Church, the Assembly of God Church. These are all names of false churches in the world today, especially in these United States of America. This is just some of the names. There are over 600 named denominations of churches that are spoken of in the religious world of mankind that are not even written or spoken of in the New Testament Bible. There is no true faith church written of, spoken of by name in the Bible. So all that is not named in the New Testament will of Christ will be cast into the lake of fire, everlasting fire. That's hell. If the Baptist Church is going to be cast into the lake of fire, everybody in the Baptist Church will be in that lake of fire. If you die in it, then you're going to be cast into hell with it. Christ is saved. If you die faithful to Christ in the church of Christ, in other words, you die in the Lord, Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13, you are guaranteed eternal life in the final day of judgment. If you live faithful in the church of Christ and you are still living in the flesh when the day of judgment comes, when you are translated out of your flesh, spiritual, eternal body, you will be saved. You will experience eternal salvation forever. Those who have died in the flesh will be raised from the grave in the new eternal body. There's a lying doctrine told us that in the resurrection, everybody will be resurrected in their flesh, and then their body is going to be translated in the spirit. But that is not the truth. That's a lie. Once we die in this world, our physical bodies will never be reconstituted for resurrection in the day of judgment. Never. It is dead forever. As a matter of fact, our bodies will return to the dust of the earth, and the earth shall vanish away for the face and the glory and the punishment. The awesome fear of the Almighty God. He's going to be revealed from heaven in flaming fire, taking vengeance on all those who do not obey the gospel. What gospel? The gospel of Christ, not the gospel of Baptist, not the gospel of Catholic, not the gospel of Methodist, not the gospel of Lutheran, not the gospel of Jehovah's Witness, not the gospel of the Church of God in Christ, not the gospel of Mormon, Church of Latter-day Saints Mormon, not the gospel of sin and death, not the law of Moses, Jews, Judaizers. It's dead. It's nailed to the cross of Christ. It is taken out of the way. It is abolished forever. It has been replaced by the New Testament law and will of Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that will save and can save souls today. Don't obey it. Cannot be saved. You cannot be a candidate for eternal life with God in heaven. You are not in Christ. You are not a child of God. You have not been saved. We say this, ladies and gentlemen, to warn you and to inform you of the will of God, so that you, having the ability to reason, will decide to obey God for yourself, to obey God and not man. God does not teach is not essential to salvation. That's the lie of Satan that his ministers are teaching to billions around the world. God does not teach that lie, Baptist ministers. God doesn't teach that lie. God doesn't teach that baptism is only for church membership. God does not teach that lie. That's not in the Bible. But men who are ministers of Satan, false teachers, are teaching billions of people today. That's not the truth. Well, what's the truth, Brother Williams? Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Luke chapter 24, 49. That's the truth. Read it. God said, he that is baptized by faith in my commandment and my gospel will be saved. He who is born again, being born again. Even the lying prophets will tell you that unless you're born again, you can't be saved. But then they'll turn around and lie to you and tell you that being born again has nothing to do with being baptized in water through faith for salvation. But Christ said it, and Christ gave that will and testament to the apostles. Christ confirmed it when he revealed the gospel of the New Testament law of Christ, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Verse 3, the latter part of it, 3b. Know you not that as many of you as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Verse 4. Seeing then that we have been baptized into his church by spiritual salvation, we have been buried in the water of baptism, just like Christ was buried in the earth. We have been raised with Christ, just like Christ was raised from the dead. We raised from the spiritual dead to live in eternal life with Christ. We were buried with him. We were raised with him. We are in a new life. What new life? The eternal life that man did not have until he repented before Christ. Eternal life that the Old Testament faithful did not have until Christ died on the cross and brought that eternal life salvation to them. Huh? He went to those spirits in Hades when he died on the cross and went to Hades or hell. And he freed them. He released them out of the prison of eternal condemnation for their sins because they had been faithful to God. They had been faithful to him in their law, their covenant law of grace. They died faithful. The blood of Christ washed away, took away, cleansed them of their sins, though they were physically dead in the grave. The spiritual existence of man, the spirit of man, does not die physically. The spirit does not die physically. The spirit can only die, and that's called condemnation for disobedience to God. That's what dying, being dead in sin and trespasses, means that we are condemned to eternal damnation, which is hell, and not saved for eternal life. You cannot die in your sins and go to heaven. You must obey the truth. Yes, the Old Testament, they died with their sins, but because God's grace of the New Testament will had not been established, they did not live in the flesh to see it, but they are made alive in the spirit. So they saw Christ in the spirit. Job testified, I'm going to see my Redeemer in the last days. I shall, though these skin worms consume me and kill me, my flesh, yet will I see my Lord standing upon the earth. And I shall not be blind. I will see him for myself. I'm not going to get no report from somebody else. I'm going to see him for myself. Job saw him when he died. April the 8th, A.D. 33, on the cross of Calvary. Job saw him when he came and freed him from the spiritual prison of damnation because of sin. Faithful Job is now a member of the spiritual family of Jesus Christ, the spiritual kingdom of Jesus Christ, the spiritual church of Jesus Christ, the spiritual household of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6. But Christ, a son over his own house, whose house we are. If we keep in mind, keep in memory, what we have believed and have obeyed by faith in the word of God. If you don't remain faithful, and you're not in the house that Christ is the head over. Christ is a husband over his own wife. Christ is a man over his own house. Romans chapter 7, verse 4. We have been married to another. Who? To him who was raised from the dead. Who is that? Jesus Christ, the formerly incarnate God. That is God revealed in human flesh. He was that man. He is not that man today. He is the spiritual God who created humanity and human flesh. That man of flesh is saved for eternal life. He committed no sin, not even a lying, cursing, or blasphemous word ever was spoken out of his mouth for 33 years. That man never sinned. He died for our sin. His death, his sacrifice, is the power of God to save every man today of his sin. There are 7 billion people in the world. There are 5 billion people of age to understand the gospel will of God and obey it and be saved. If they do not, they will all die and live an eternal death because their spirits are dead spiritually in hell, out of the presence of God. We need to obey the gospel today. That's the good news. But there's a warning. You don't obey it, and you will not be saved. You can't go to heaven. You can't even live in the Church of Christ. There are people walking around today who are spiritually dead, claiming that they are spiritually alive in the body of Christ. But they're telling themselves lies because they have believed a lie. They've been bamboozled. They've been hoodwinked. They've been tricked by the schemes, by the deceitfulness of Satan. Their false teachers have taken the word of God and twisted it and wrested it and changed it into a lie to teach them. They have not obeyed the truth. You can't go to heaven as a member of the Catholic Church, Baptist Church, the Methodist Church, the Lutheran Church, the Jehovah's Witness Church, Seventh-day Adventist Church. You can't go to heaven in none of the 600 named denominations of churches in the world. Only the Church of Christ. That's the only church. That's the only one he built. The Church of Christ is the church that belongs to Christ. The Church of Christ is the church that Christ built and not man. The Church of Christ is the church that Christ founded and not man. The apostles did not found the Church of Christ. Christ founded it. He is the builder. He is the purchaser. He is the husband. He is the head. He is the ruler. He is the king. He is the God, the Lord, and the Savior of the Church of Christ. We're not talking about a man-made building where people come in their humanity and assemble to worship God and in truth. But we're talking about a spiritual house, a house not seen with the natural eye, but only with the eyes of faith, the mind's eyes, where faith is established. So you can't have faith in your feet. You have to have faith in your mind. Faith, action of the intelligence, the intellect of man, not the flesh. Your flesh and blood has no existence in the spiritual church of Christ. Only your spirit, by faith and obedience to God, is in the Church of Christ. The flesh is going to die. It's going to decay. It's going to dissolve. It's going to vanish away. But the soul of man will never experience physical death. It cannot. It is like God. It is eternal in being. The question is, where will you spend eternity? We either spend eternity in hell or in heaven. You got to take a choice, ladies and gentlemen. You got to make up your mind. You have to decide for yourself. God gives you the autonomous right to decide whether or not you will live in eternity with him by obedience to his New Testament gospel will or not. It's up to you. Nobody can stop you from serving God. You have to stop yourself. Nobody can stop you from living in sin. You have to stop yourself. It's up to each and every one of us. Your husband can't save you. Your wife can't save you. In the resurrection, Jesus says, there is no marriage, no giving in marriage. But we are as the angels. We are spirits. We are no sex. We're not male. We're not female in Christ, but we are spirit in Christ. That's today, spiritually. That's the way it's going to be forever, spiritually. In the spirit, we are not male and female. We are spiritual saved of God. We are not male and female. The Bible says that. The Bible teaches that. Read your Bible, ladies and gentlemen. Study your word. Don't depend on so-called preachers to convince you of the truth and believe their word with no foundation and no agreement to the word of God. You cannot be saved like that. You can't obey man and be saved for heaven. You have to obey God in order to be saved for heaven. So you got to know God's word that you're obeying, not man's word, God's word. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter answered and said unto them, repent. He said this to Jews, Judaizers, worshipers under the law of Moses. He said to them, stop and change your faith and be baptized by the authority of God, Jesus Christ. That's the name. For the removal of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of eternal life and salvation from God through the Spirit, through God's Holy Spirit. God's powerful Spirit will make you holy. Holy means free from sin, clean and white spiritually. Only God can do it, not man. Only God's word can approve it, not man. You're going to be saved in Christ with God. Unless you do it, you are not and cannot be saved. Listen, to those of you who are listening, I hope that you're on the internet where you can hear my words in your own language. Or you are an English speaker and you're on the telephone. I hope that you hear in your own language what God has to say. You have your Bible written in your own language. Read it and see what God has to say. God's word is true, not man's. God's word is powerful and able to save and to deliver, not man. Acts 4, neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must, not might, must be saved. You there's no such thing as you might be saved by the authority of Jesus Christ. No, you must be saved by the authority of Jesus Christ. The authority of Jesus Christ is the authority of God. The authority of Jesus Christ is the power of God. The authority of Jesus Christ is the salvation of God. Jesus Christ is God. That someone today someone right now wants to serve God, wants to obey the gospel, what I got to do, Brother Williams, you need to find the people of God who worship in spiritual faith and obedience to the word of God and have named, they wear the name Church of Christ. Go assemble with them. Give your hand to the preacher and your heart of faith to Christ. Submit to water baptism as the Bible commands you. Acts 8:38, Acts 17:30. Acts, submit to the commandment will of Christ and be saved, and consequently become accounted as a member of the spiritual church of Jesus Christ, the spiritual kingdom of Jesus Christ, the spiritual household family of Jesus Christ. First Timothy chapter 3. The Apostle Paul, by inspiration, the power of the Holy Spirit, speaks to the minister Timothy. He says, behave yourself in the house of God. Be faithful and attentive to the directions, instructions, and teaching of God's word. He said, be faithful, because that's where salvation is. And that's the only place where salvation can be found. As a minister of Jesus Christ, be a faithful minister and a faithful servant in the spiritual house of God. As a member of the Church of Jesus Christ, be a faithful member, an obedient member in the house of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is saved forever. God bless you tonight. I hope you've got some questions. You've been on this phone call. You've been on this broadcast for the last hour. I hope you got some questions. I hope that you want to get some answers to some questions. I thank God for you. I want you to just write them down so you don't forget them and come back and be on this call on Thursday of this same week, Thursday, day after tomorrow. Be on this call at the same time, 7:30 Central Standard Time in the United States of America. Whatever that time is in your country, in your part of the world, you be on this call at the same time. Be on the computer address at the same time. And we will allow you to ask your question to this minister, this man of God. And we will give you the Bible's answer. We'll give you book, chapter, and verse that will answer your question. God bless you. Be blessed. Be safe. Watch yourselves in this global pandemic situation. But more importantly, turn to God for eternal life. In Jesus' name, have a wonderful and a good day, evening, night, and serve God through obedience and faith to his word. Good night. Good day. Goodbye.